Daniela Bruce joined today by a very special guest. It's a great night in the ballpark, Prostate Cancer Awareness Night. The Tigers put this on in partnership with the Carmanis Cancer Institute, and we always have so many survivors, so many people celebrating and supporting those that are battling. And today, I'm joined by Chris Beresford, who is a six-year survivor of prostate cancer. Chris, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time out of this wonderful, beautiful summer evening to chat with us.
Oh, I appreciate the opportunity to share my experiences with you.
Before we get to that, I have to ask, are you a longtime Tigers fan?
Lifelong.
Lifelong.
I met Hernie Harwell once, and I told him, oh, I grew up listening to you. And he replied, that's one misspent youth. So, no, I've loved the Tigers forever.
Amazing. So it's probably so fun to come down and celebrate on a night like this, and you get to watch a little bit of baseball. But we'll get into your story. When and how were you diagnosed with prostate cancer?
Originally, I was diagnosed once I discovered that I had pulmonary embolisms. My doctor then ran a PSA test, found it was elevated, and then treatment started with radiation and brachytherapy and hormone therapy. That was the first go-around. Second go-around, same thing happened. I went back and had radiation and hormone therapy. And then the third time around, my urologist suggested, wait a minute, this is out of my league. Let's get you back down to Carmanos and see what they can do. So then I got sent down and met Dr. Elizabeth Heath, who was marvelous. And she said that based on everything I had been through, I was a good candidate for a trial. And so I've been on a trial drug for a year now, and my last two scans have come back clear.
So I feel like you're a very good candidate to let everybody know how important screenings are, because if you're feeling something strange in your body, or even if you're not, just making sure that you're getting those screenings done has to be the most important thing.
Oh, absolutely. And it's not something you'll ever feel. It's very silent. It's just a simple blood test to get it done, because you'll never realize that you've got cancer, or the prostate, until you have that prostate, the PSA test done.
And lastly for you, can you just tell us about your experience overall with Carmanis?
Oh, it's been marvelous. From Dr. Heath to Helda and Casey and Melanie and Jennifer, they've all been just fantastic. I feel like they're part of the family now. And I feel so comfortable with everything that goes on because I know they're there for me. I can call them at any time. Just a great experience overall.
This has been Daniela Bruce with Chris Beresford, who is a six-year prostate cancer survivor. And I know you said your scans have come back good since you've been on the trial drug. How is everything right now? What is your status?
It's good. It's good. Yeah. My doctors, Dr. Heath, keeps saying, keep doing what you're doing. Exercise and keep a positive mental attitude.
I love that. Well, I hope you enjoy the ball game tonight, and hopefully the Tigers come away with a win, especially against the Guardians, right?
I appreciate it. Thank you, Daniela.
Thank you, Chris.